Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here it is. Here it is. Don't be scared.
Fair Foul Friday.
Yeah.
A Freaky Falcons
attaboy.
Friday. All
right. Just stop. Just
nah,
read the,
I like it.
Just read the questions.
Don't hate
Dylan.
On him.
Just
okay.
Read the questions.
What do you got?
Speaking of Freaky Falcons Friday, let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, shall we? You all talked about it before, earlier in the show. It's a homecoming for Justin Simmons, and you guys talked about how this is probably going to be one of the most important, if not the most important game for Justin Simmons in a Falcons uniform. So with all that being said, Justin Simmons picks off Bo Nix on Sunday. Or foul?
All right, I'll go first since you didn't tell which one to start. Fun Justin Simmons fact that I learned on Dukes and Bell when he was
not
on
option.
There.
It's fair or foul.
Was roommates with Chris Lindstrom at Boston College.
Really?
When he was a senior and Chris was a freshman. They were, you can go back and listen to the interview, but they both were kind of the odd men's out for having a roommate because one's roommate left, the other, there was an odd number.
What
so they
cool
were roommates.
Story.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That is fun.
I didn't know that. He told more
that
about his relationship with Chris Lindstrom. Fair, baby! Because you know why? You know why it's fair? Because Justin Simmons has one interception this year. You know when it was?
When was that?
It was week 3 against the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was something about that game. Because that's he's the guy that's intercepted more than anybody else.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
And so I think what I'm getting to is that Justin Simmons, he kind of, when he feels something,
cerebral,
it happens.
Yeah, cerebral.
And I think he's going to feel an interception this week. And I think it might be the one that finishes the game off.
I'm not going to say you are wrong, but just in terms of zigging when you zag, let me go and just say that I think AJ's going to be back in his bag this weekend. And I think maybe at interception number 3 for AJ Terrell. He's been playing good football of late. I think that he's going to be, sort of next man up in terms of corners, because obviously you'll have guys all over the place that are playing out of position. I think they'll tinker this defense because they're so thin at corner. Maybe he drops back into that deep third. Maybe he steps in front of one. That's where
it's
I'm leaning.
Weird time to zig and when I zag, but okay.
It'd be better than just saying, yeah, fair.
We'll get back to the Falcons here in just a minute, but we will stick with football. Let's, instead of talking about what's going to transpire on Sunday, let's talk about what's going to transpire on Saturday with the Georgia Bulldogs in Athens taking on those Tennessee Volunteers. We know what's on the line for Georgia. You two have done a great job. Everybody on the station has done a great job of talking about what's at stake for Georgia. It's an elimination game, point blank, period. With that being said, Kirby Smart, we know that a lot of times this Georgia football team doesn't lose back-to-back games. I think the last time they lost back-to-back games, I believe 2016 in Kirby's first
great
year.
Great point.
With all that being said, fair or foul, the Georgia Bulldogs play their most complete game this season.
Man, this one is tough.
I'll go first since you're all stumbling over there.
Okay.
Foul, I think their most complete game, I think, you know what? Never mind. I think
you were going to go Clemson.
Well, no, they haven't played a complete game. Uh-huh. I was going to go Texas, but then I realized
that's the closest one, but it ain't complete.
But then I remembered that Carson Beck threw 3 picks. They really didn't look great offensively in that game. They kind of stumbled into some of those points with the turnovers. I still think it's foul because I think they need Travis Etienne on the field to play a complete game, and I don't think they have him. Even if they win, I don't think it's a complete game.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's fair because I don't know. You said most complete game of the season doesn't mean it's going to be just incredibly complete, right? I mean, if it could still be the most complete game of the season and still not be great. I think they run the ball efficiently. We've mentioned a couple times, I think the Vegas line is stinky on this one. I don't know, where Las Vegas is going on this. I think Georgia runs the ball just enough. I think Carson Beck is careful with the ball. And I think if Nico's back there playing, this defensive front's just good enough at Georgia to make him very uncomfortable. So I'll go fair. I think it's going to be a well-rounded win.
There you have it. I was watching a stream. I like to watch Twitch streamers. One of my favorite streamers, shout out to Queso. He was streaming and he was reacting to like this would you rather, basically.
Hold on. Did you just shout out a guy named that calls himself Queso?
Start with a Q? Like no, Queso, like the cheese?
No, it's literally he spells it C-A-S-E-O-H.
Okay.
Queso.
Queso. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, keep going.
Anywho.
Queso.
He was he was doing like a little would you rather, react to like a would you rather on TikTok. And it was pancakes or waffles. So fair foul. I was thinking about it, and this is a tough one for me. And I don't know if we've had this conversation before or this argument before. So I'm gonna go this route: pancakes. A peak pancake is fair foul. A peak pancake is better than a peak waffle. So a pancake at its best is better than a waffle at its best.
That's a great way to word that question. I'm gonna say that's absolutely foul. Last night. We took my son to Waffle House. He gets chocolate chips on his waffle, and it has a smiley face made out of whipped cream. That's peak waffle. All right, so I'm going. Yeah. That's the peak of any of them. Now you can go to IHOP all you want and get all that fruit and stuff. I don't mess with that. All right, you know what I mean?
IHOP got like a double chocolate chip pancake too.
Well, they got all of them. Underrated. They got all of them. I'm good though, man. Give me the waffle. Give me the waffle. Is the peak waffle is better than the peak pancake? There's no doubt. I'll say foul.
I'm a fan of both, as you said, but I like my waffles these days with just peanut butter in between the
That's
two of them.
Good too, yeah. That's good.
I like blueberry that. Waffles with peanut butter in between the two of them. But for this answer, because you said peak, and they don't call me Flapjack Squidbilly for nothing. Give
Nobody
me the pancakes, baby.
I was about to say,
Mike Bell does.
Who actually. Told you? Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's old. That's old Daytona 500 story all we right. did. But. Pancakes all day long, baby. I love. Give me a good pancake.
I don't even want to know what y'all did in Daytona, dude. We got time for one more.
I've never seen anyone have a bigger fried chicken order at KFC than Mike Bell that day. We spent $70 at a KFC drive-thru.
$70?
$70. Oh, man.
All right, let's end on the Falcons here because Raheem Morris has basically told us that we're going to see the debut of Brandon Dorlus, one of the rookies, defensive linemen we haven't seen quite yet. So, with that being said, we saw Rukurororo once he finally got in. You guys made the point of he had his hair on fire. He was ready for his opportunity that he finally got since he wasn't able to play right away. I'm wondering if we're going to get the same thing from Brandon Dorlus. So, here's the question. Fair or foul, Brandon Dorlus gets at least a tackle for loss on Sunday. He's going to be ready to go. He's going to be fired up. Brandon Dorlus, fair or foul, tackle for loss.
If you would have said sack, I'd have said foul.
I didn't want to go too far.
You can't go too far. I'm actually going to say it's still foul. I think if he was right, if I could say fair on that, he would have already been playing. I think he'll have serviceable minutes, maybe play a third of the snaps. I think you'll see him in there. I think he'll have fresh legs. A TFL, though, that's going to be tough to come by this weekend, man. I'm going to say foul on that one.
I'll go fair. We saw Rook do it in his first game. I think this is a team that doesn't run the ball very well. It makes me think that they're not very good up front at times in run blocking. I think there's a really good chance that maybe Grady or somebody or Onyemata creates a play where he's in with them, and he's the benefactor of that.
We need David Onyemata to start showing up in a bigger way.
I need to go back. We need to go back and watch, but I think Onyemata might be getting eaten some of those double teams, and maybe that's where some of his – because he actually.
I think that's just the easy thing to say when a D lineman's not showing up.
I thought he played
way.
Pretty well in the second half of last week's game.
Okay.
I think he was one of the reasons why Alvin Kamara had 7 carries for 5 yards in the second half.
I think he's been pretty good. I don't think he's been last year good. So
no,
that's kind of what I mean.
I think you're right there.
Nice job, Dylon. Way to step up to the plate. That's your mic'd up right there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.